You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kith and Kin is a new group exhibition at Season Gallery with Brunel Diaz, Tony Gyo, Levi Kireama, Claudia Kagauchi, and the esteemed Jacqueline Fahey. Testifying to the importance of strengthening community, Kith and Kin comprises stylistically diverse figure-based paintings, exploring notions of family and friendship, ancestry and diaspora, identity and belonging. Emblems of faith, evocative interiors, fields seen from the sky, and items of food, both everyday and symbolic, can be seen as common elements in the works. I spoke to Season Gallery co-curator Francis McFonnell about Kith and Kin, starting the interview asking him about the process for selecting artists.
So the show was really built around the idea that these artists have certain thematic points in common. And I can't remember actually who the first artist was that we thought to include in the show, but we sort of had this notion of family as a common field of interest for a number of artists. And I think Claudia and Brunel were certainly early on in that thinking, sort of going, here are two artists who use their own family as frameworks for exploring bigger issues such as diaspora experience and kind of navigating complex identity. They're also both artists who work with a certain measure of celebration in their practice. That's not to say that the works aren't emotionally complex. You know, something can be celebratory, but also pondering and sort of searching. And then once we'd sort of hit on the notion of family as a kind of framework, it then became a question of looking beyond and finding artists who touched on that notion in a different way. So, for instance, with Jacqueline, who I've known for most of my life because my dad is a painter, it was thinking about how her work explores family in a whole range of different ways and has done throughout the years. And the work that was ultimately selected for this show, Whatever Happened to Bernadette Devlin, has some of the kind of stylistic hallmarks of her work. There's a focus on the interior, there's a focus on family, there's a focus on visual texture in a more stylistic sense. But actually, it's extending out the notion of family beyond the borders of Aotearoa, such as it is, and is exploring a sort of history that comes through Northern Ireland and the troubles in that region of Ireland. And so it's sort of looking at family in this extended global network. And that really felt then like it opened the door to having a slightly more plastic understanding actually of all of the artists in the show. So the other artists who kind of danced in then maybe started playing with notions of family or community in quite different ways. I think Tony Gore's work is really interesting when considered as a kind of pondering on conceptions of community, or perhaps sometimes a lack of community or a yearning for community. His work very often explores his queerness, and so maybe a different kind of series of connotations of the notion of family emerge when one of your key communities is kind of constructed through chosen family. And then, of course, the last artist in the show is Levi Kireama, and Levi's work felt important to kind of ground the show in some respects. He is the youngest artist in the show, and he had actually not out of step with Tony. He had this kind of interest in his work and kind of celebrating his friendship networks. And it made me think in particular of that really important formative experience for so many of us when we leave home and are kind of looking to construct a second kind of family environment as we're moving out from that base that many of us are lucky enough to have, of course not everyone. So he sort of felt like he rounded out the show.
These themes of whānau, friendship, and whakapapa, which these artists are exploring, I think best explored through a group show. You know, it feels very fitting in terms of strengthening community, you know?
Yeah, it allowed us to kind of play with the notion of an expanded community as well. I mean, I feel as though the maybe the question that people have when they come into the show is, oh, how did we end up with Declan Fahey, sort of the one of the most sort of experienced and well-known visual artists working today in Aotearoa, who, you know, is clearly at a different phase in her career than the other artists. But in a sort of, I guess what I think of in a slightly typical season way, we were like, oh, the issue here is not really status or phase of career. It's about gathering together a community. And communities don't always have an obvious kind of demographic point of commonality. You know, you can have a community that is of people of different generations and radically different backgrounds and experiences. But when they come together as a community, that's what sits at the forefront. And so in a funny kind of way, maybe the makeup of the show sort of gestures towards the possibility of community as well. I mean, without wanting to be too grandiose in our claims, obviously we also just think it's a really interesting assortment of voices to have in a space. But yeah, as the show kind of clicked into place, I started pondering on that particular dimension of it, that it's sort of embodying a rich and textured community. A detail that I've really enjoyed about seeing the show come together, I feel as though the dance of creating a show always involves a whole lot of accidents, right? You just sort of, I don't know if I sort of constantly extend the metaphor, you put a foot in a funny direction and suddenly it becomes something that you embrace and lean into, that sort of improvisational dimension of the process. And one of the things that was really beautiful about building this show was that each new gesture, each new sort of work that emerged kind of was able to point in another direction. And so when we looked, for instance, at Tony's recent works, he had two in particular that included a sort of grand piano flying over a field and it's dropping sort of corn cobs that become kind of suggestive of bombs dropped from the sky. And that motif kind of connected with a field, an Irish field, with helicopters flying over it in Jackie's work. The helicopters are collaged in that amazing kind of Fahey way, cut out, I presume, of some sort of magazine. And then, so there's these sort of little visual connections that run through the show, and I think people will quite enjoy discovering some of those. There are kind of awkward architectural spaces or complex architectural spaces that kind of run through a number of works. There are lush outdoor scenes that kind of have interesting echoes. I mean, these things mostly emerge accidentally through the process of building the show, but I hope they make for quite a rich experience when you actually come into it. I guess this sort of expresses a feeling that Jade and I have long had about exhibition making, which is that sometimes the real reward of the whole, it comes through accident, but then once the whole is delivered, it really does exist as a whole. And yeah, it's almost as if the context for the works shifts. And then of course they go out into the wider world and get redeployed into different shows. Maybe they enter the collections of families, who knows? But for a while they all come together and they get to be a body and they get to sing in a certain kind of way in concert.
That was Season Gallery co-curator Frances McFonnell speaking to me about a new group exhibition, Kith and Kin. Tuku Patsuhi Mai, text us in on 5395. We'll be right back after a short break. This next track is Juna by Claro. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.